This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It is Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1 streaming on the Odyssey app as we continue on with Townie Madness.
Hey, listen up. Carson and Kennedy's Townie Madness is here, kid. The brackets are up and the no odds to be seen 16 have been revealed. Just go to Mix1041.com and listen to all the friggin' Townies we got in this competition. Choose a winner in each matchup and vote for your favorite Boston accent in the entire Commonwealth. Go in there and support your hometown or vote against your hometown if you don't like them. Whatever, I don't care. I'm going to sleep fine either way. Carson and Kennedy's Townie Madness. Go to Mix1041.com right now and vote. You're making me repeat myself, kid. Come on. What are we doing here? Just do it. God.
And the No Oz to be seen 16 voting ends tonight at midnight, and then the accented 8 gets announced tomorrow. So if you want to vote on this, they are all up at Mix1041.com. You can listen to the audio and then make your choice. We have Tracy from New Bedford. Good morning.
Good morning. How are
you? We're doing good. Make sure to turn down your radio for us. And we have David from Dorchester.
Morning, everyone.
All right, you guys got to turn your radios down for us, please.
I know.
Can you hear me now?
Okay. Turn your radios off, please.
Am I not doing the right thing? Hello?
Yes.
There you are.
Okay, now we got it. I'm getting a bad echo.
We're just going to have to power through here.
That's easy for you to say, Dan. My brain doesn't work like that. I just hear the echoes in the background.
Can you still hear it?
Yes.
Oh, my God. I don't know what I'm doing in this car. It's on the car. It's on auto. I got it on the speaker. I don't know how to get it off the speaker.
Volume button.
God help me.
Volume button.
Hold on.
I believe in you.
All right. Well, everybody tells me to turn down my volume, so that would be my voice. I'm sorry. But hello. Can you hear me now?
Yes, we can hear
There's
you.
There's a girl.
Tracy, tell us a little bit about yourself. Where did you grow up? What's going on in your life?
Okay, so now I got you on the phone.
There you go.
I got you on the celly. All right, so I was born and raised in Fairhaven, Massachusetts. I now live in New Bedford. I am an assistant manager for an apartment complex in Newport, Rhode Island. Prior to that, I was an activity director for some children, and I would take them up to Harvard, and I would take them over to the Reggie Lewis Center and play basketball with them. I'm a crazy dog mom. I've had DSS called on me because I've had an 8-year-old and 7-year-old lab that I left at home with air conditioning, whom they thought was my children. Yeah.
The Child Protective Services showed up because they thought there were kids.
There's a couple really hairy kids locked in the house.
Yeah, because I go home on my lunch and let them out for, to go to the bathroom and stuff. And the people at my complex were like, you leave your 7-year-old at home during the summer? And I'm like, yeah. And they're like, you didn't bring them to daycare? I'm like, nah, that's too expensive. And I see the horror come over their face. And I'm like, dude, I treat my dog so great. And I didn't say that out loud, but I'm like, my boys are fine. And come to find out, I kept calling my babies my boys, and they thought I had a 7 and 9-year-old boy at home, so DSS come knocking on the door about Mo and Ben, and I'm like, these two, licking labs right here? Are you kidding me? You're kidding me, guy, right?
You are a wild ride. You are a wild card.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
Okay.
I'm one of three sisters. I'm a sister from another mister. No one in my family talks like me. I don't think my father's my father. I'm telling you right now, he's just too much. He's too, like, no, he's Republican. I'm all set.
Tracy, okay. Tracy, we need equal time here.
Okay, David from Dorchester.
Go, sorry.
David, are you
Try
there?
I take over when a woman's on the phone from Boston. Yeah.
Just, Dave, yeah, tell us about yourself. Where are you from? What are you into, my friend?
I'm a lifelong resident of Dorchester. I grew up in an area called Savin Hill, but now I'm in Neponset. So it is quite an upgrade. But I've been a painter for over 40 years, and I love what I do.
You're much less talkative than Tracy.
Yeah, yeah, right?
After Tracy, what do you do?
Now? You got some paint fumes going on? You painting now? What's up?
Hey!
Is that your morning?
Respectfully!
respectfully, yeah.
David, so you grew up in Dorchester. What do you think, in your personal opinion, is the best neighborhood in Boston?
Absolutely, positively, Dorchester.
Ah, here we go. Here we go.
Why?
Dorchester.
Tracy, let the man speak.
Sorry, Scott. 120,000 people in Dorchester alone. New Bedford got maybe 100.
Oh, my gosh. Are you kidding me, guy? Like, New Bedford's like the fishing town. Like, we got all the fishermen down here. We got the bars. We got the best bars that you could ever go to. Like, you're kidding me, guy, right?
You can keep also over 50 miles away from Boston.
Listen,
gosh, I'm scared for the next round.
My accent knows no zip code, guy. My accent knows no zip code. I'm from Boston. It knows no zip code. Zip code.
All right.
Kennedy, did you say respectfully in the emails?
I said it more than I can tell.
This is respectful for Boston. Are you kidding me?
I understand.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you both so very much.
I had to put them on hold. I don't know if I can continue on anymore with that, Kennedy.
You're going to have to.
I had more questions for
weeks to go.
I had more questions for David, but Tracy was just going to answer them.
I don't hate it. You do you.
Do you want me to bring Dave back on alone without? Okay, so that is one of the brackets there in the No Oz to Be Seen 16. Townie Madness voting is happening right now at mix1041.com. You can go in and vote for Tracy from New Bedford. You can vote for David from Dorchester.
That was fun.
It keeps getting better.
So many wonderful accents. You can listen to all of them. We put audio, go in, take a listen, and then vote. And then that voting ends tonight at midnight. And tomorrow morning, we announce our accented eight. So again, vote for Townie Madness right now at mix1041.com.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.